Indianapolis Fringe Festival celebrates its 15th anniversary this year with 64 shows in 10 days at various theaters on Mass Ave. It's also the first year for Indy Fringe on Wheels, a custom-fitted van with stage, sound, and lights. WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer talks with Indy Fringe CEO Pauline Moffitt about the upcoming festival and the new traveling theater on wheels.
It's just a fabulous piece of machinery to start with. And then it's this vehicle where we can go out to underserved audiences. We can go out into neighborhoods that never see theater. We can go out and find the new voices of the neighborhoods and give them a voice on Mass Avenue during the festival.
And you have your own kind of ringmaster.
We do. We have Kevin Burke. He's a professional performer. He's just come back from 10 years in Las Vegas, where he did two shows a night. He's also a fringe performer in his spare time.
Most theater organizations want to bring people to them, inside their own place. But yet Indie Fringe has this traveling theater on wheels. Why is that so fitting for the whole mission and purpose of Indie Fringe?
Well, you know, we're a little ragtag army. We're a little caravan of people. And I think every performer wants to perform, but not all of them get the opportunity. Not all of them have a platform, and not all of them can afford to go to a theater. But they can come and do their 10 minutes. They can do 20 minutes. We just provide that vehicle, but it's fun, and people can come to us, whereas they can't always afford to go to a theater, and we're always mindful of what does it cost people to see a show or just be influenced. You know, some little kid's dream can be to be on a stage, and we're going to provide that opportunity.
August is the month of the Indie Fringe Festival, which many people have attended, and those who have not are going to want to, because once again, the opportunity to enjoy 64 shows over the course of 10 days right in the heart of Massachusetts Avenue, downtown Indianapolis.
And it's all live. Live, live, live. Get away from those TV sets. Get your kids off their games. You will find something for everybody. This is our 15th year, and the most fun part about this 15 years is the person who said to me, "You won't last 1 year." And here we are, celebrating. We have some performers who were there at the first festival coming back. You know, you would be surprised where you'll see them today. You'll see them on television and in film. They have all gone on to do wonderful things. Fringe is that sort of platform. It gives everybody a chance to live their dream.
And this year you have a new theater.
We do. Pretty exciting. It's called the Oasis at the Murat Shriners. So we are using the Shriners side of the Murat. It's about one block away from the District Theatre and Mass Avenue, so it's very close and very accessible. It's going to be a fantastic theatre for music. We have a lot of live bands this year, so we needed a place that wasn't going to bleed through to the other theatres so that everybody gets to experience their own music and dance.
Once again, will people be able to buy tickets ahead of time online, or do they have to come to the headquarters?
No, you can buy online. In fact, 90% of our ticket sales are online these days. We'll still be selling at the theaters at every box office. There'll be a central box office in the Firefighters Local Union. And, of course, we'll have a beer tent. And hopefully the streets will be energized after Fringe on Wheels goes out and finds all that fantastic new talent.
That's Indie Fringe CEO Pauline Moffitt speaking with WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer.